This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am reminding myself about how great victories are achieved. Many today will celebrate Cinco de Mayo, which is the commemoration of the Mexican Army's unlikely victory against the French. I call it the classic case of the smaller power defeating the greater power. And it is in these types of victories, and also the ones that come out of chaos and imperfect conditions, that really propel us to the next level. Not so long ago, though, my mind was wired to think that I needed my circumstances to improve before a victory was even possible. So my prayers to God would be, Father, please improve my conditions so that I can actually have a victory here. But on more than one occasion, I sensed he was telling me, this is it. You will reach your place of triumph, but under these conditions. I also used to think that, you know, I associated God with perfection. And so anything that was chaotic or imperfect, I wouldn't even think about God in that respect. Once again, I was trapped in my own thinking. The words that are coming up for me now are, my thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, and my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. Isaiah 55:8. Tomorrow, let's talk about the power of serenity. Visit bemoments.org and share this reflection because others desire to be inspired. And so today, let's not become trapped by our own thinking. Let's be reminded that what God has in store for us is beyond anything we could imagine.